Hello, Tony. It's really nice to be back again. And I don't think we're in the time we're allotted. I don't think we're going to get through 50, but we'll do our best.
Yes, there are so many bits. I mean, I went for the easier one and found 10, I think it was, but that was the RHS sort of telling us what to do. But
Okay.
I think the Jean Griffin method is a little more complex, isn't it?
Well, I think I'm hoping it might be a little more simple as well, actually.
Okay, where do we start?
Right. One of the things that a lot of people are looking at the moment is their lawns and whether they need to lay turf, for instance, because it's still got some warmth at the moment, and so that is a really good time to lay turf. So
Oh,
that's
right.
the first
Well,
thing.
including the wet weather, because it's been so wet,
Absolutely,
hasn't it?
absolutely. Don't worry about that too much. The only thing you've got to remember is if you're laying it, put a plank down so that when you kneel to lay it down, you're not making big dips in the ground. So you're leaning on a plank and then you move the plank back. So you really need to have good contact with the soil so that the roots can get down into the base soil. So other than that, work from a board is the word to avoid treading over them.
Of course,
Okay.
one of your favourite subjects is grass, really, isn't it? So I'm
Well,
guessing you got that bit out of the way
I
quickly.
have definitely, definitely.
Okay, I'd say I did mention the wet weather and that. How much does that affect what we do in October, or should we wait for a drier spell to do certain things?
Digging is out at the moment. I wouldn't sort of dig around your allotment or anything like that, but anything which is sort of pruning and things like that. So I'm going to work through my 50 here as quickly as I possibly can, see how many we get through.
Okay.
So one of the good things, if we go on to plants, is hellebores. Now, hellebores are really good to plant at this time of the year, and you need to put them in a sort of a semi-shady spot, and that's about it, really. They really, really, really give you texture in the garden as well as the flowers.
Okay.
Okay? So that's the first one.
Okay.
And the other one that need to look at is look out for molehills. Loads of people are saying at the moment,
Molehills.
molehills, yeah.
Wow.
Particularly if you live near a field or anything like that, they'll all come in after the worms that are in your compost.
Of course, yeah.
So look out for molehills. I actually quite like taking some of that soil at the top and sieving it out and adding it to my peat-free compost.
Yeah.
It's a
Question
good
for
way.
you before we go any further with these 50 things. It may well be something that you can answer, maybe not. We all know through the summer that there's been well, insects have not been terribly plentiful, and of course the bumblebee has been doing whatever the bumblebee does, and it turns up and then it doesn't. But we haven't seen too many insects, really. How important is that now, we get to the back end of the year?
Absolutely, very, very important. And particularly, a lot of people are talking and they email me or something and say, look, we've got ivy coming in and it's a damn nuisance, etc. But the flowers on ivy are the best source of nectar at this time of the year for pollinators.
All
So
right.
don't get rid of ivy flowers. You can keep the ivy in trim, really, and in sort of in a confined space. But whatever you do, don't take those flowers off because they are really, really good.
So, also be kind to the insects too.
Exactly.
Okay, number three on your list then.
Number three is pruning your roses. And at this time of the year, you prune in order to prevent wind rock. So you and that's not only roses, but it's shrubs as well. So you're really shortening the stems of anything tall, buddleias, shrub roses, hydrangeas, for instance, some of the big hydrangeas, because what you don't want is those big tall branches snapping over in windy weather.
What
Okay,
is
so
wind rock?
windrock is when the wind catches the top and it
Yeah.
rocks the roots, and then the roots have air underneath them,
Ah, right.
and then the whole thing pops off in the spring.
So all these things I just never think of, really. Okay, next on the list.
Okay, so one of the things that a lot of people don't bother to do, is to make a note of what you're doing, particularly if you're taking cuttings or you're dividing up. Always make a list of what's going on, but put a label in there or something so that you know in the spring. Mulch a bare area in the borders, and that keeps the weeds down for the winter. This morning, actually, when I was there early this morning, I've been taking out, I grew potatoes in a tub. Yeah. And I've taken those out. I've got those for the rest of the week. And so the spent compost has gone on the top of some of my borders.
So, early morning gardening.
Early morning gardening, I'll tell you.
It probably was, wasn't it? Yeah. Okay, next on the list.
There's
an awful lot of this, isn't there?
Now then, I'll tell you a funny thing, actually, yeah. which you probably don't think about, is annual seeds. So if anybody grows annuals, sometimes it's quite good to sow them early in the autumn, like now, and then they come out much, much better in the spring. They are totally hardy. And so the things that you're talking about, any of the, you know, the usual things like Nigella, Love in a Mist, for instance, they actually will come into bloom really early in the spring. Again, you're looking at pollinators really early.
Yeah.
So you sow those round the edges of whatever. And if you've got a bird box or a bug box,
yeah,
sow the seeds around the bottom of that. Because that will also help.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's another one.
That's a good idea. I've got to ask you a question at this point, because we're talking about preparations for things to grow next year, essentially, is what you're doing when you're sorting out your garden now. We have these three great boxes. They're made of railway sleepers, and they're, I don't know, 8 foot long, and about 3 foot wide. that's an old money. But the thing is, however much we try and clear them, something always grows in them next year, the following year, that really shouldn't be there. It's like we've grown potatoes in one of these boxes, thought we'd got all of the potatoes out and all the plants out. Then we've grown something completely different the following year, only
with
to
potatoes.
Have a bunch of potatoes growing. How do you stop that?
Well, do you actually lift the actual haulm out?
Well, the whole thing seems to come out, but I mean, it's very difficult to work out what's what, because you can look at the soil and think, yeah, that looks good, only sort of a couple of months later to rake it over again to find that, well, there's little potatoes here, and if you don't take them out, of course, they will grow into plants.
Okay, so tell me what you think a potato is.
What do you mean, what is a potato?
What is it?
It's a vegetable.
Yes, it's a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And what part of the plant is the vegetable?
Well, the root, isn't it?
It's not, actually.
It's not?
No.
Because
it's a stem.
I see. Because if you put as far as I was aware, you put old potatoes into, you can plant old potatoes and get potato plants off of that. So, I mean, it's pretty close to the root. Yeah.
But a potato is a stem.
Oh, right.
It's not a root.
Right.
Okay. So if you leave any of the stem in the ground, then it will sprout another little potato at the end of it.
Yeah.
So even if you've left any little tiny bits of it in there, you'll still get a potato coming out. So unless you're going to go to the effort of actually taking your soil out and sieving it, then you're on a hiding to nothing.
Oh, right.
I don't think it's a problem. I quite like a couple of potatoes.
It was quite interesting, let's put it this way, to actually get tomatoes come up around the garlic plants, all sorts of other things. Very, very strange. But
I think it's a good idea.
It was a good yield for potatoes this year, I must say. So it was just one of those things that I didn't know whether there was anything to be done about it. Really, your answer is, no, just live with it and...
I would, actually. I mean, unless you're going to be absolutely pristine and go through it with a sieve. And why would you want to bother? Life's too short.
We've had tomato plants growing up in other pots as well.
Well, that's because they seed themselves. If you've left some tomatoes on there, then that's it. Blight-resistant tomatoes for next year. If you want to get a good variety, get your seeds early. Don't leave it until the spring.
Okay, and plant them when?
Well, you don't need to plant them yet, but you
No.
The
if you get your
ready.
Seeds early, when do you plant them?
Oh, not until April. It depends on your conditions, but I don't ever sow my tomato seeds until beginning of April.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, I've digressed a little bit, and we need to get back to our 50 things, don't we?
Right, well, we're on one or two anyway. We're on to flowers now. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you've got gaps in your summer bedding, mm-hmm. right, so you're taking out petunias and that sort of thing, there are some lovely things at the moment, like some of the chrysanthemums, that you could replace into pots or anything else. Beware. If you're using old pots and old compost, just make sure you haven't got vine weevil grubs in there.
Vine weevil grubs.
Vine weevil grubs are, you look at your pots, for instance, and the plant looks a bit wilty or something like mm-hmm. that. And you look at it and you think, oh, well, it's a bit wilty, and you catch hold of it and it comes out in your hand. And it hasn't got any roots. And that will be vine weevil grubs, which are underneath the ground, and they nibble away at the roots. So you need to look in the soil and see if you've got white grubs, and they're easy to sort because they've got bright orange heads,
mm-hmm.
right? If you've got that, then don't reuse your compost, seriously, unless you're going to use a vine weevil killer.
All right.
Which, as you know, I'm not terribly keen on using loads of weed killers and pesticides.
Yeah.
So just be wary about that. The other thing is to just think about what you're going to do. At the moment, everybody is selling wallflowers. Now, if you get wallflowers in a bunch, they are absolutely fantastic. They're usually wrapped in newspaper and tied with a bit of string.
Mm-hmm.
Take them out, but soak them in water for about an hour before you start to plant them. That's just a tip, because sometimes they dry out in there, in the newspaper that you've got. So lift and divide your hardy perennials.
Mm-hmm.
That if they've become too big or congested or something like that. And then what you can do, going back to basics, really, start off some lettuces for winter crops.
Wow.
How about that then? Winter lettuce, yes.
It grows there, or do you harvest it in the winter?
For a winter crop, so you harvest it.
Winter salad, pretty much.
If you sow them now, they germinate in about probably a week to 10 days.
All right.
And you want to get certain varieties. Now, I'll give you a couple of varieties mm-hmm. which are excellent. Okay. And I grew those last year. One is called Navarro, Navara.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real good choice because it's a cut and come again variety, salad bowl. You can sow them now. Winter density is a cost type and will grow well through the winter.
Yeah.
Particularly if you've got a cold greenhouse or if you've got something that you can cover over with a bit of fleece. So what you need to do is to fill a tray with some ordinary multi-purpose compost. Right? Sow three or four seeds into little cells, which you can, that's what I should have said. I use cells rather than a plain tray.
Mm.
Okay. And that's the cells with about, sort of six or eight in a block.
Mm.
And so I put three or four seeds into each cell. And then you cover them over lightly, soak them really well. And then just pop them out somewhere and you'll soon see them. They'll germinate in about a week or so. And then you can plant them out into where you want them to grow on. And if you've got a greenhouse, as I have, with soil on the floor, you can pop them in there and they'll grow away quite happily for you and you'll get some nice greens through the winter.
Well, there's an awful lot of stuff there, isn't there?
Isn't there, Jess?
There is. I know there's a load more stuff as well. I've got to ask you a question because I know you're away for the next few weeks. Do you actually set your garden up? Because I'm sure there are other people that go away at this time of year as well. Do you actually set your garden up in the autumn to actually look after itself for a few weeks?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'm cutting back at the moment, actually. When I go out in the morning, I have a look around and I think, I've got to do this, I've got to do that later on. And then during the week, I've got a lot of cutting back to do at the moment. Like, I've got sunflowers in there, and those have got to come right down. I've got to take my shrubs down. And really, that's about it. But the tighter that you plant stuff together, the better it is. And if you've got pots that are in the ground, lying around, because as you know, I haven't got grass. So I've got pots around, and I
Yeah, we have
group those
too.
pots together because the heat, believe it or not, roots give off heat. And so if they're all cuddling up together quite nicely, it's much, much better to withstand the frost.
Well, say, depending upon which newspaper you believe, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some minus temperatures, which could be an
Well,
interesting thing. Not that it's going to bother you too much where you're going
no, it's not.
to be.
But there you go. But
Is
just as a
that.
very quickie, you need to start planting your garlic and autumn onions now.
Our garlic's already in the ground.
Good boy.
Yeah, it's already there. I mean, the one thing that never fails us is the garlic. Every
Excellent.
single year, you just put it in the ground, and 9 months later, you go to it and sort of pull it up.
Here it is.
Yeah, and it's there. It's wonderful stuff.
Tony, that's wonderful.
That's absolutely brilliant. Jean, it's been really good to talk to you today. Now, we're not going to get to talk to you again until the middle of November. Hopefully, some of the tips you've given today will help us all sort of deal with looking after our garden in a rather soggy conditions as we head towards the bottom end of the year, shall I say. Shh.
Yes.
I know. Jean Griffin, it's been wonderful to catch up today. Have a wonderful break, and we will catch up with you again in November.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye,
Okay. Cheers.
everybody.